The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, let's give away some Mother's Day baskets. What do you say? No, not yet. Don't dial now or Jeff will just hang up on you. So not yet. Let me tell you the scoop here, all right? Let me give you the deal. Monday, we had callers number 1, 2, and 3 call in, and all of the callers were winners. They got a very nice Mother's Day basket. We did it again yesterday. We're going to do it again today. But listen carefully. If you win, you got to come and pick it up. And you'll have to call and set up an appointment. Jeff will give you the details. He'll tell you what number to call and when you can call. But you'll have to come to our studios. We're just north of I-270 on High Street. Don't call yet. We're just north of High Street on 270. So please don't try to win unless you can come to our studios and pick up the basket, okay? We're going to give away another 3 today. So Monday 3, Tuesday 3, today 3. That's 9 winners. Tomorrow, during the program, we will choose a grand prize winner. You're going to get a much larger Mother's Day basket. And not only that, you're going to get a $100 gift certificate to one of Columbus's best, and I mean best, Italian restaurants. A $100 gift certificate for Mother's Day. So that's the deal. If you win, you got to come to our studios and pick it up, and you'll have to call and make an appointment because, well, we're kind of on a shoestring staff here right now, as are most places. So anyway, all right, let's clear the phone lines. Hang up on that person right now. Callers 1, 2, and 3. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Callers 1, 2, and 3 right now at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and they're gone. It doesn't take long. So they're gone. And again, tomorrow, no more phone calls. Tomorrow, out of the 9 who have won, we will pick a grand prize winner. Oh, we lost a caller. Oh, well, it's gone again. Okay, so that's the deal, and congratulations to the 3 that are on the line right now, and I'll try to remember to get the names from Jeff in just a little bit. When somebody, I think it was on Facebook today, someone alerted me to this. I thought, no, it's another one of those conspiracy theories that runs around the internet, and I'm always telling you people, don't believe what you see, don't believe what you read with this conspiracy stuff. And you know, there's the mark of the beast. This is the mark of the beast. That's the mark of the beast. In fact, a whole bunch of people and some pretty well-known preachers are saying the COVID-19 thing, we are in the tribulation. Because in the tribulation, 1/4 of the inhabitants of the earth are going to die during the great tribulation. And this, no. It's bad. But no, this is, no. Now, I believe in Bible prophecy. I believe that we will have the tribulation. According to my eschatology, I'll be gone. I will be out of here before the tribulation begins. Now, I realize some of you disagree and you want to hang around. If you want to hang around during the tribulation, that's up to you. But I'm going to be gone. But anyway, I believe in Bible prophecy. I believe that every single prophecy is going to be fulfilled. The COVID-19 is not the mark of the beast. It is not the plague of the tribulation. However, all of these things are preparing the world for what's going to come. It's all preparation. It's all preparation. I grew up in a little church in Southern California, and my pastor loved God's word, and his kind of his specialty was prophecy. And he taught about the mark of the beast and so forth. And by the way, just to be technical, 666 is not the mark of the beast. Okay? Check it out if you don't believe me. 666 is not the mark of the beast. It's the number of his name. What does that mean? I'm not quite sure. But it's very clear that 666 is not the mark of the beast. So if you hear some prophecy expert say 666 is the mark of the beast, no. Read it for yourself if you don't believe me. All right. Anyway, my pastor would preach and teach on the mark of the beast, and he said, you know, the time is going to come when there will be technical abilities to track every human being on planet Earth. Now, that was in the 50s, early 60s. At that time, that technical ability did not exist. It had not been invented yet. There was no way back then when my pastor was saying, this is going to come, and a lot of people said, that's nuts. Track every person on planet Earth? No. All right. The technology is here now. So in other words, that part of biblical prophecy could not have been fulfilled in the 1950s and the 1960s, and certainly no time before that. So 2,000 years since the New Testament age, that prophecy could not be fulfilled. It can now. We have supercomputers today. This isn't tomorrow or next week or 10 years from now. We have supercomputers right now that have the ability to track and keep track of every person on planet Earth. But how's it going to be done? Well, this whole COVID-19 thing has brought up all kinds of things, and I had never heard of ID 2020. If you want to be blown away, check it out. Do a little Google search for ID 2020. This is not some conspiracy thing. This is not some kooky, way out Bible prophecy website. This is the real deal. ID 2020. It is a movement, a worldwide movement, to, as soon as possible, give a digital ID to every human being on planet Earth. I pulled it up. I'm holding it in my hand. The ID 2020 Manifesto. Here's the headline. Alliance partners share the belief that identity is a human right and that individuals must have ownership over their own identity. Now, let me summarize because I'm coming up on a break pretty soon. This is a movement that is coming through the United Nations. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has drafted this formal manifesto saying, the only way we can take care of poor people is to know who they are, where they are, and track them. So therefore, every human being on planet Earth must have their own individual digital ID. And then, of course, they make it absolutely clear. Well, it'll have to be protected. Every person will have a right to their own identity and blah, 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 blah. But In the manifesto, number one, the ability to prove one's identity is a fundamental and universal human right. Two, we live in a digital era. Individuals need a trusted, oh yeah, trust. This worldwide organization that is going to bring about an individual digital ID for every human being on planet Earth, and they're saying, trust us. We live in a digital era. Individuals need a trusted, verifiable way to prove who they are, both in the physical world and online. Number three, over 1 billion people worldwide are unable to prove their identity through any recognized means. So in other words, and I won't go any further, they're making the point it's a human right to have a personal ID, and this cannot be done by individual nations. It must be done universally. A universal digital ID. Now, if that doesn't sound like the mark of the beast, I have no idea what would. It's mind-blowing. Is it in existence yet? Nope. But this whole COVID-19 thing, according to the ID 2020 website, has emphasized the need, the necessity, to be able to track every person on planet Earth. Because the next time a pandemic comes along, we need to know where everybody is and whether they have it or not. And so ultimately, you would not be able to buy or sell without a digital ID. It's for all of our good. You know, my old preacher in Southern California with an eighth grade education, maybe he was a lot smarter than a whole lot of people thought he was. Because he knew his Bible. I've said it so many times, not recently, I guess. Don't ever, ever apologize for being a believer in God's Word. Don't ever be embarrassed that you believe the Bible. All right, final break, and then we will be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live as we get ready to wrap things up, tie a bow on today's program. But first, we're going to go back to the phones. Oh, by the way, our winners of the three Mother's Day baskets today, Adrian, Alice, and Dorothy. Congratulations to Adrian, Alice, and Dorothy. They are our winners today, and they will be eligible for the big drawing tomorrow. Grand prize will be drawn tomorrow. Big basket with all kinds of things from Bed Bath and Beyond, all kinds of cool stuff, and a $100 gift certificate. So we'll do that tomorrow. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Kathleen in Delaware, Ohio. Kathleen, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Thank you, Bob. I'll be quick. I just wanted to lighten the mood because you and I both remember Get Smart. He had the cell phone in his shoe back in the 60s. So anyway.
Uh-huh.
That's all. I mean, we have 1984 Brave New World, but, you know, Get Smart. Get Smart was pretty funny. So.
Yeah, you know, and of course the technology exists today. You could put a phone in your shoe if you wanted to. I don't know who would want to, but
Anyway, just a light note.
All right.
For your perspective.
Well,
I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you. Yeah, Get Smart. Mission Impossible. Remember all the fantastic stuff that they came up with in Mission Impossible, the tiny little miniaturized stuff? And so much of that, and of course Get Smart was a parody. The whole thing was a parody. None of the equipment was assumed to be, you know, reality. But Mission Impossible and A-Team and some of those, you really thought, you know, hey, maybe, you know. And it's fascinating how many of the things that were just dreamed of have now come to pass. And Joy and I have talked about this often. The technology that has come into existence since we've been alive. I remember the days before color TV. I am old enough to remember the days before color TV. I do not remember the days before television. I don't. Always had television my lifetime. But I remember very well the very first color TV we got. And all of our neighbors came over just to watch it. About the only thing that was in color were cartoons. So here was all these people stuffed in the room and we're sitting there watching cartoons because they were in color. Of course, I was alive before cell phones. I remember when pagers came out. Oh, my goodness, that was unbelievable technology, a beeper, a pager. Now, you couldn't, it wasn't one-way communication. I mean, it wasn't two-way communication. It was purely one-way communication. And for me, the biggest thing of all, I worked in the engineering department of Douglas Aircraft in Lakewood, California for a while. And every Friday, my department went over to the mainframe computer. The mainframe computer took up one entire city block. I mean, the entire city block was made up of the one computer. Many, many, many of the computers all linked together with the flashing lights and the huge magnetic reels. You see, you remember those from the old movies and so forth. And one entire city block, one computer. My phone that I'm holding in my hand has much, much, much more memory and calculating ability. I'm holding it in my hand. My phone. I have a mini thumb drive that is actually smaller than my thumbnail. It will hold more memory than that mainframe computer that took up an entire city block. Incredible times, they really are. But it's fun and interesting to see how that technology can and will play into Bible prophecy. All right, folks, thanks so much for being with me this afternoon. I appreciate it. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.